Chapter 6.
Renoir,
Bezug said,
shouldn't we go after him?
The dwarf stood like a tree stump, thick fingers clutching his sides, brows buckled.
No,
he said under his beard.
We've lost enough already. Nath should know better.
He turned back towards them.
I'm afraid we can't help him any right now. He's temperamental.
Bezog's hand wrapped around Sasha's. It was cold, and she was shivering. He looked up, hand over his eyes, and said,
Let's get shelter. Perhaps under those trees.
What about Shum?
She said. The elf lay on the ground with a layer of wet dirt and rain muddying his armor. Renoir tended to him, picked him up, moved him, and set him down somewhere more suitable. He crossed Shum's arms over his chest, took a knee, closed his eyes, and bowed his head. Placing his hand over Shum, he began to sing in Dwarfen, a throaty melody, pleasant and strong. Bezog held Sasha tight, but her sobs shook both their bodies. Renoir finished.
That was beautiful,
Sasha said. Renoir nodded. The rain splashed on Shum's face, bringing life to it a little. Everyone stood and stared, but Sasha was still crying. Bezog's stomach twisted and turned.
I feel so guilty,
Sasha said.
You shouldn't have died over me.
He'd have died 100 times for all of us,
Bezog said.
That's what good does. Gives its life so others may live.
The roamers say, act, or evil takes the reins. He told me that once in our travels,
Renoir said. The rain slowed and the clouds began to part. The sun was warm, but Sasha felt cold. Nath was gone, buried in a well of darkness. They'd barely made it out the last time, and now he had to make it out alone. It didn't seem right. She felt helpless.
Sasha,
Bezog said,
your spell. It saved us too, you know. And Renoir, you did well.
He kissed her on the head.
Shum would be proud.
Aye,
Renoir said, stepping over and patting her hands.
I'm grateful to you, Lady Sasha. I'm pretty sure I only had a few more seconds at most in me.
His kind words did little to lighten her spirits. But she was glad she lived, just miserable.
I think I need to sit down,
she said. She sat where she stood, folded her arms over her chest, and watched the tunnel. It was dark, foreboding. She never wanted to go in there again.
If I can find some metal,
Renoir said,
I can get these cuffs off. Maybe you can then cast a spell to warm yourselves.
He sauntered away. Bezog sat down and draped his arm over her shoulder.
Did you see his eyes?
She said.
When he killed that thing?
She nodded back towards the Etin.
And when he left into the tunnel?
Yes, dear.
I think I was more scared of him at that moment than I was of the Etin. His eyes were like fire. I almost felt bad for the Etin,
she said.
Is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong at all. There's light in all creatures, Sasha, but many prefer the darkness.
Why?
She said, scratching her head.
Why do they do such things?
Doing right is never as easy as doing wrong,
he said.
And I fear our friend Nath is doing wrong now.
She rested her head into Bezog's chest and stared down into the tunnel.
Me too,
she whispered.